We turn now to some other North Carolina news. This in the Triad. A few months ago, Marcus Dion Smith was seen pacing the streets of downtown Greensboro, behaving erratically. Police attempted to subdue him and drive him to the hospital, but Marcus continued to evade their efforts. Ultimately, police used a restraint method known as hog tying. A medical examiner's report said that technique contributed to Marcus's death, which has now been ruled a homicide. The police released a video of the incident shortly after the release of the medical examiner's report. Greensboro Police Chief Wayne Scott has since revised the use of the technique, but the incident has left many in the community angry and community leaders looking for answers. Joining us now with an update is Jordan Green, senior editor at the Triad City Beat. Welcome back, Jordan.
Hi, good to be with you, Frank.
Let's talk about the medical examiner's report. It did declare that Marcus Dion Smith's death was a homicide.
That's right. It said the manner of death was a homicide.
All right. And now, homicide, to be clear, is not, I mean, when we hear that word, we think of crime, but it's not necessarily a crime. It just means that it came at human hands, that something that humans did caused this death. But whether or not it's a crime is still another level of inquiry, right?
Yeah, that's right. It means somebody died at the hands of another. So there can be justifiable homicides if somebody is acting in self-defense. That would be an example. And I think in this case, the question is whether the officers were acting in good faith to do everything they could to help Marcus Smith.
Well, let's talk about this video, what it shows, and what police did. They were trying to get him to the hospital. He was acting erratically. Tell us more about what we see in the video.
Well, what you see in the video is Mr. Smith had voluntarily gotten into a police car, was sitting in the back, and then he became disturbed and tried to break out the windows and tried to kick out the windows. And so the officers opened the door because they were worried about him breaking the glass. And he kind of rushes forward, and he's intercepted by a police officer, and multiple police officers bring him to the ground. They've already decided that they're going to use the rip hobble, which is a device for hog tying. And they cuff his hands behind his back, and then they take this device and loop it around his ankles and pull it up through the handcuffs. And they spent a little less than a minute applying the restraint, and Mr. Smith is groaning and crying out and very distressed, and then gradually his moans subside, and in the last 20 minutes he's silent, and then an officer asks if he's all right, and he doesn't respond, and they realize that he's unresponsive, and they turn him over on his side and remove the restraint.
And ultimately, as we say, he did die. What is the status of the officers right now?
Well, they are back on regular duty. One of the strange parts of this case is that they were returned to duty and cleared of wrongdoing in the middle of November prior to the autopsy being completed. And to this date, we still don't have the SBI investigative report.
And clearly this technique had something to do with it. That's what the autopsy found. It did contribute to his death. What is Police Chief Wayne Scott saying about that technique?
Well, he hasn't said much publicly. Interestingly, 2 days before the homicide finding came out, he defended its use to me, saying it's safer than the alternative of flexi-cuffs. As you noted in the introduction, the day the homicide determination came out, Chief Scott issued a special order discontinuing the use of the rip hobble as a four-point restraint. So that's essentially hog tying. So they're reviewing the policy, but for the time being, they're not going to use this restraint.
I've just got about 10 seconds left. What is Greensboro's mayor saying?
She wants to get to the bottom of why the initial press release was misleading, and she was also proposing to field mental health professionals with the police to try to avoid situations like this in the future.
Jordan Green, senior editor at the Triad City Beat. You can find links to his reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks so much, Frank. Take care.
Just ahead, we're going to hear from a member of the UNC Board of Governors who says Silent Sam needs to be back on his pedestal. And we'll hear the counterargument to that, all on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.